This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 24. Do not worry. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 6. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus' early disciples lived with war, violence, disease, and famine in a way that's foreign to many of us. On any given day, people could lose a child or lose their harvest or be robbed by a Roman tax collector. And unlike today, there were no safety nets. There were no stimulus payments, no social security checks, no food stamps, and no hospitals. This isn't to say that our struggles in 2021 aren't real, or that they somehow don't matter, but it's helpful to understand that even in the harsh environment of the ancient world, Jesus had the audacity to tell his followers not to worry about their lives. He was reminding them that God called them into a relationship with him, and if God watches over plants and provides for animals, if these other parts of creation have what they need, then we can trust that God will provide everything we need. Why wouldn't we expect our Father in heaven to provide for his children? Jesus is showing us how to find relief from our worries and anxieties, no matter what they are, for God is our loving Father. If there's something we need, we can ask him to provide it. If there's a struggle that we face, we can ask God for help. If we feel totally lost or confused about what we should do, we can ask him for clarity. And as we pray these things, we can trust not only that God can provide what we need, but also that he will. Pray with me. Father, no matter what challenge I face, help me to remember your love and your faithfulness to me. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.